Patreons.
Patrons.
Patrons. You're very quiet.
You need to turn me up then.
Morning. Turn you on.
Wouldn't.
Got the bangers for it. This is a bit airy for you. Never know.
A bit orangutan-y.
A bit orange. What's new?
You have...
Go on.
The Beatles.
No, well, I do have the... I mean, oh, fine, we'll talk about this, shall we? Don't ask if I'd like to keep my private life out of this.
Well,
you
fucking... Everyone knows I got the Beatles.
Yeah, only because your foot fell off that time.
No. The foot of my cock that fell off, all right?
What's it now? It's only 3 foot long.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as Bulger's, you know, beautifully announced, I do have the Beatles. Which is, I think, karma for... Making
yeah.
foot falling off jokes to you for the last however many years.
Yeah.
How long have you had it for?
Oh, I don't know.
Couple of years?
2-3 years. Slat.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Well.
Coming up 3 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I was basically went in for. Well, I can tell the patrons because they know me relatively well.
MOD.
Okay. What? M-O-T. The Ministry of Defence.
MOT.
OT. Well, no, it's more the fact that. I shit through the eye of a needle fairly regularly. Some close scares, as we know. Some
Spider-Man's duvets.
Yeah, some underoos have happened in the past. And, yeah, I'll tell you another thing as well is, oh, my farts are fucking rancid.
Mm.
I'm sorry we've just hit off in the first minute talking about shit and farts and assholes, but...
Well, I started on diabetes and you took it in the to the realms of the bunghole, so...
Well, basically, Sophie, my girlfriend, was like, you need to phone the doctor. I go, I'm like, God, you go for a shit. And it just blew. And she's like, you need to phone it. And I'm like, it's fine. I've just got bad guts. Everyone has bad guts. I've eaten some spicy food. Leave me alone.
I've right? had bad guts for 25 years.
And then, yeah.
Ignorance is bliss, as Niall likes to say. Until it's been 25 years of shitting like a goose. And
the
now it's a problem.
Shit like mental or not.
I've
never
it's
seen
just
a
bird crap in there. It's just
yeah. Fair. So a lot of that and rancid farts. Like you know, everyone likes to smell of their own brand and all the rest of it.
Mm.
Even I'm like, "Cuh, that's terrible." Do you know what I mean? So I said to myself, "I was like, I'm not going to the doctors because he's going to tell me I'm fat.
Yes,
and I need to lose weight.
Yes,
I don't need to see a doctor. Mirrors
know
exist.
That. Yeah,
you know, nearly fainting, doing up my shoelaces exist." You know, breaking furniture exists. You know, these
breaking
things.
Beds. Away.
Breaking toilet seats. You know, all the rest of it. So I was like, I'm not going. So, but for peace, because she wouldn't drop it. For peace.
Like it's hot.
Jesus. I booked a doctor's appointment.
Yes.
As we know, because he stuck a finger up my ass.
Yeah. PTSD about bow ties.
Yeah. I did that in the car park as well, which I thought was a bit odd.
Didn't use his finger.
I'm trying to remember if he gloved up or not. I don't think he gloved up, you know. Either that or I was too like nervous to take it in, literally, ironically.
Yeah.
You know John's not here. We're like a runaway train talking about bumholes.
you keep digging that hole by. Yeah,
you'd know about trains. Nah, it didn't work, did it?
That didn't really work, no.
It made you sound like you're a Francis Bourgeois.
I was about to say, I'm not Francis Bourgeois.
What, you haven't got a K20 Honda Jazz?
No.
Oh, fair. Would you?
For a laugh. Not,
yeah,
not
a
pink
laugh.
One, though.
No, that's a bit...
That's a bit hot.
It is a bit hot. Anyway, so...
It's his
long story,
girlfriend's car, though.
Long story short, got a phone... I've done a blood test as well. Got a phone call to say...
Beat us.
They didn't quite word like that. They said your blood sugar levels are high.
When you beat it.
Blood level sugar. That's a mesh ash. That's fresh. Your blood sugar levels are high. So I was like, okay.
Do another one in a couple of weeks, then.
They said, come back, do another one. The blood test lady was a bit like, you're back soon.
Yeah. They left me 2 weeks.
Yeah, we've done the same with me. And I went back and beat us.
Yeah.
But when I was initially told high blood sugar level, I don't know. I'll be honest, for a fat man, for most of my life, well, more than most, really. I had a few years where I wasn't fat, but the rest, I've been a large fellow. I've had surprisingly, and I'm you know, staring down the barrel there, I know. But I've had very few sort of health-related
maladies.
Issues.
Yeah.
My back doesn't hurt. My knees don't hurt. I don't have any major issues. I'd have none, really. Which is good, obviously. I consider myself very lucky.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's more luck than judgment.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, I know it is. But I was surprisingly distraught, for want of a better word, when I got told I got high blood sugar level, because I looked into it and it basically spelled beat us, and I was like,
yeah,
fuck. I thought, a bit like you did, I'm going to have to radically change my lifestyle to a point, you know, I've often done Slimming World on and off, that's how I lost all the weight before. Slimming World, for its faults,
not diabetes friendly.
Not diabetes friendly for one, but also it is very close to normal life. I can have normal meals, yeah. I can have normal portions. Yeah. I just need to make a few subtle changes, and Bob's your mother's brother.
Mm.
And
it's
that's Clumpton, what happened.
After all.
And I, what?
It's Clumpton, after all.
Yeah. He's also your dad. but yeah, I lost a shit ton of weight.
Yeah.
Which is an official term for how much I lost, a shit ton.
He weighs a metric ton. His name? Niall.
So, you know, I've lost a load of weight, it's fine. But I was able to just make some subtle changes.
Yeah.
You know, I could still have spaghetti bolognese, I could have chilli, I could have cottage pie, I could have a fry.
I mean, you can still have those away. Things. Just less of it.
Mm. Wait, do you mean smaller portions? Or just
smaller
less
portions. And if you're having, like, bolognese,
yeah,
go mental with the meat, you know, as long as you know...
You're there, are you?
Morning!
I've invited you to dinner.
What's your name? Hannibal Lecter?
Chianti?
And footlong? Nothing to do with brains, it's footlong. So, yeah, as long as you have, like, less spaghetti...
Yeah.
You have to cut it all out.
It's... Well, because this is the thing, is...
I assume when they said, here, have some metformin, you went, no, thank you.
No. Right, so I'll tell you how it went.
Because they immediately with me went, oh, you need to take metformin, and, oh, your cholesterol's high. Here, have some statins. No.
See, my...
I've read about statins. I don't fucking want them. And you can poke your metformin up your ass as well.
I don't know what any of those things are. They're just words to me.
Yeah. Drugs.
Yeah!
Not the fun kind.
Oh. Damn, damn. So, can I just say something, right?
Go on.
Do you know where... Have you heard me say damn, damn before?
I have.
I've said it for years. Do you know where it's from?
No.
From Top Gear. I was thinking the other day about the influence of Top Gear's had on Huskies. And how...
Hulk Hogan.
Benny has never really watched Top Gear. He hasn't grown up with Top Gear like we have, and it's hard to get your head around. And I know it makes us feel fucking old, but...
I feel as old as he looks.
You're lucky you can't wear headphones at work, because you wouldn't even say that. Unless I tell him.
I mean, you can.
I'll tell him now, actually.
Go for it.
Live reaction. Yeah. Bold's called you a cunt.
No, I called you old looking.
He called you an old cunt.
No, I'm the old cunt. You're just old looking. Sorry,
what's worse,
it's truth.
It's the truth. What's worse, do you reckon? To be old or to be young and old looking?
I don't know.
You'd initially think, well, to be young, because you're younger, but there are benefits to being a bit older. Do you feel wiser?
I don't know what they are yet, but...
No, we're not old enough, apparently, clearly, or something, I don't know. Anyway, back to my beaters. Sorry, yeah. Top Gear, we'll get onto that one very quickly. It's on the very first challenge they've done. Do you remember the first challenge they ever done?
What do you count as a challenge?
Challenge as in buy a car for this much and it has to be one of these.
Okay, 1500 quid Porsches, wasn't it?
Before that.
Oh, fuck.
Shall I tell you the cars?
Go on.
I can only remember two of them. One was a Rover 216 GTI.
Oh, fuck me, yeah.
The other one was a Volvo.
£100 fucking Crocs.
Basically, was it...
Let's drive to Manchester.
Yeah, was it cheaper to buy a shitter
and
drive to Manchester and back than it was to catch a train?
Yeah.
And
turns out
end,
it was.
Yeah. Can you remember, what did James May have?
Audi 80.
Audi 80.
That had been a cut and shut.
That's right.
Because they were convinced it wasn't the same car front to back.
And Clark said a Volvo. I know this is car based.
760, yeah.
But they have to crash into it. Well, they have to get up to 30 and then hit the brakes. And at the end was a wall.
Yes.
And his speedo didn't work. So he had to guess how fast 30 miles an hour
There was
was
no braking involved. It was do 30 miles an hour into a wall.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. But back before the BBC got a bit...
Yeah.
You know.
Back before Hammond just cropped himself in a jet car, yeah.
More than once.
Yeah.
Well, not in the jet car, more than once. And Clarkson smashed into this wall at roughly about
40, 45.
40, 50, something like that. And after all the sort of dust has settled, he goes, damn, damn, I think I missed the wall. So ever since then, I've said, damn.
Yeah.
Anyhow. I digress. Can you tell we've got nothing to talk about?
There's a massive tangent about fuck all.
I know. Well, we tangented from fuck all to fuck all. So was it a tangent, really?
Circle of life.
It's a circle of life.
If you're out with John. God.
It's like we've been banned from saying it today. Anywho, phone call, your blood sugar level's high, went back, blood test, went back. I wasn't offered any drugs, unfortunately.
Right. Your level wasn't high enough.
Well, basically, he just said...
Because you weren't that much over, were you?
No. So...
Because I was like double.
Yeah, 88, weren't you?
Yeah, I was 88, and a friend of ours was quite a lot higher than that.
Yeah.
But, oh, I don't know. But yeah, I was 88 and I got it down to like 61 within a month.
Right.
I mean, it'll be higher now because...
Well, I was...
After the year or so of stuff going on, I've fallen off the wagon a little bit food-wise, but I'm getting back to that place where I can be like, right, let's be good now.
Yeah.
He says I've been consuming 9 inches of pizza, giggity.
Well, the fact that it's only 9 inches, which I mock you for... I mean, this, again, karma... throwing it back to bite me on your ass. I take the piss out of you mercifully because you only order a 9-inch pizza. Oh no, your child's portion has arrived, Bulge. Why have I got the beatus again?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's 14-inch, yes please.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a pizza.
Yeah.
Seeing as you're here.
He's only having half of it then.
So my numbers were... Is that you plinging away, is it?
No, I think it's you.
Oh.
Not me.
It's not me.
It's not me.
Oh, it is me. So
surgically attached.
Do you remember the numbers, the margins?
I think it was 40. I can't.
I think 47 and above is
Betus.
48 and above is Betus.
45 to 47 is pre, and then under 45 or under 44 is normal.
Yeah, basically. I think give or take the odd number, yeah, but it's pretty
something
much
like
spot
that,
on.
Yeah.
So I was 59.
10 out.
10 away from giggly. And in the 2 weeks, I dropped down to 54.
Yeah.
So, but he told me, lose some weight. He said, lose a stone and a bit, you'll be pre-diabetic.
Mm.
Lose a stone or three, you'll be normal.
My
first thought was normal. I've never been there.
Never been normal.
In
no.
any shape of the word. Yeah. But yeah, I was under the impression, as were you, and I assume to an extent still are, that diabetes is a bit like herpes. It's for life, bro.
Well, you can control it. I was led to believe you can control it.
Because that was, I think that's why I was so devastated, was I thought, well, I'm fucked now for the
rest of
my life.
It's not type 1. Type 1 would have been a big problem.
What's that? I don't
know. So you and me is type 2.
That means too much sugar.
That means...
Or not enough insulin.
Insulin resistance is what that means.
Okay.
It means you've spent so long taxing your system by eating too much sugary shite and nasty processed shit.
Yeah.
That your pancreas has gone, I've got to pump loads of insulin in to counteract this.
Right.
And your body's gone, I don't really recognise that anymore.
Oh,
it's like
really?
When your Windows PC goes, yeah, I know you've been doing this for 10 years, but I don't recognise it anymore, so go fuck yourself. Basically, that's what's happened.
Right, okay.
So you can ignore it, and you can just carry on eating nothing but...
That was definitely you that time.
No.
That might be me again.
You've got two phones, you drug dealer.
One's a work phone, and
my job
is a drug dealer.
Work phone, yeah, all right. The cocaine king of fucking Clumpton over there.
Over there. Anyway.
So, basically, your pancreas has gone, right, all the insulin, your body's gone, nah, I don't really recognise that anymore. So you become insulin resistant to a point.
Yep.
It'll still work, but it's not as effective as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You can overdo it on the old binge eating crap still.
Yep.
And your pancreas will become permanently damaged, which means it will, won't be able to produce insulin or not enough insulin. That fell out.
It did, didn't it?
It did.
Did you have any idea that was coming?
No. That one I did. So you won't be able to produce enough insulin to strip the glucose out of your blood, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And if your pancreas stops doing that, you become type 1.
Right.
Which means you have to inject insulin.
Yeah.
Also means having a driving license, specifically one like mine, is very tricky.
Ah.
I mean, a car license is a little bit tricky, but a truck license is very fucking tricky.
Really? I mean, I say
I mean, you
this...
lose your license for 3 to 6 months while you prove that you can control your blood sugars.
I say this with the greatest of respect, but it must be rife in the lorry driving community.
I'd imagine. There's a lot of people who aren't diagnosed because they go, well, fuck
if
that.
If I do, I'd lose my job, basically.
Potentially, yes.
Fuck me.
But you said you had no real symptoms.
No, none. I mean, genuinely none. Bit fatigued, but I think that could either be a bit of something else, a bit of this, a bit
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, it could be all
I mean,
sorts.
I'm in the absolute peak of low testosterone age bracket.
Yep, so am I.
Yeah.
In fairness.
And I genuinely, I mean, you know, it feels weird talking about it, because it's kind of sex-related.
It's a little bit taboo, isn't it? Still,
yeah, but genuinely, I feel...
It shouldn't be. And the problem is, as we touched on, diets have all changed.
Yeah.
And that's not helping testosterone production. We're increasing... I mean, I'm sat on my ass 12 to 14 hours a day. That's not helpful.
No. I mean, I stand for half the day, but I do some very, very mild walking.
Yeah.
Compared to...
Lumping gas bottles about.
I used to, lump compressed gas cylinders around all day.
So,
every day.
Yeah, we're increasingly more sedentary. Our diets, by and large, suck. Part of it's convenience. Part of it is you can't get away from food that's pumped full of crap so easily these days. And if you can, it's bloody expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So it's all sort of conspiring against us in many ways. Yeah. Like you say, it drops your testosterone down. If you're a bloke, you see weight gain, irritability, you know, low sex drive, all the rest of that crap going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's
tough being a bloke, isn't it? Women think they've got it hard.
I don't know. I could definitely skip the monthlies that women have to go through. Fuck
But we
that.
Have to go through them as well, you know.
Yeah, but you're not living it. You get to go home. Well, unless you live together, but, you know, fuck dealing with that once a month.
Yeah, I'm not opening that Pandora's box of claiming it's not as bad as it all seems, because I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form.
Sounds like you are, though, Niall.
You would say that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Hat.
Because that's exactly what you just fucking...
No, it's not.
You
it's
just backpedaled
horrific.
Massively going, oh, it's not that bad. Oh,
no,
fuck.
What you've done is...
He doesn't agree with me. Fuck.
No, you've gone, I don't want to do it. I want to be a knight in shining armour. Oh, these poor women. Yeah, getting all of our female listeners on board.
Yeah.
Listener.
There's more than one, I'm sure.
Not on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
So I've only offended, like... Well, I've got to do percentages, but it means nothing to you anyway, would it? Let's move on. But what the doctor did say... Because I said, well, what do I do now? He was like, lose weight, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I was like...
For the most part, yeah, lose weight, you'll be fine.
But I said, do I need to avoid... I mean, obviously, I know how to lose weight. I know eating bags of sweets, A, isn't good for the beaters, B, isn't good for losing weight. I know that. But, like, I said, anything to avoid anything? And he said, no, he said, just lose the weight. He said, lose the weight and you'll be fine. And I was like, okay, that's good then.
Yeah.
At least I can deal with it.
Yeah.
He was very complimentary about my self-awareness, which I'm a lot of things, but I am fairly self-aware. My blood pressure, exemplary. Fantastic blood pressure, which is
odd. It's because you're not dosing yourself up with stimulants all the time now.
Well, yeah, maybe it's just dropped. It's probably bellowed out because it's just spent this whole time up here.
Yeah, yeah. Need some downers to counteract the uppers. You know.
Yeah.
Now, I think the other thing to bear in mind, it's gone very fucking dabby, just heavy.
Yeah.
But the other thing to bear
in
mind...
Well, John's not here and he's the only one who hasn't got it in this room.
We think.
Well, I didn't know I had it.
Exactly.
If it was, I genuinely, now, if it wasn't for Soph
hear me now.
Kicking up about me shitting like a goose,
you
I would
know.
I would have been riddled
in
a few years' time, because I'm not going to the doctors because they just say I'm a fat cunt. And Bulge does that for me, so I don't need to see a doctor.
So, the other thing to bear in mind, do you like fruit juice or anything like that?
Do I like fruit what?
Fruit juice.
I don't drink a lot of it, but
So, the thing to bear in mind, and it's the same with like full sugar ones of these.
Yeah.
Because it's liquid.
Yeah.
and it's full of sugar. Fruit juice is the same. It's full of, it's naturally occurring sugar, mostly.
Yeah.
But it's still sugar. That will hit your bloodstream real quick.
Right.
So, because it's a liquid, there's minimal processing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, if you eat an orange, that's fine, because your body's got to process it, it's got to digest the rind and all the rest of it.
Yep.
That's fine, and it's naturally occurring sugar, it's what it's expecting.
Yeah.
That, in full sugar form, is not.
Mm.
So that, you'll drink that, and within a couple of minutes, it's nailed your bloodstream, and your sugar levels will go...
Right.
And if you're insulin resistant, which you are, because that's exactly what I am, if you're insulin resistant, and it's not as effective as it should be, it'll just basically fill your blood up with glucose.
Right.
Which is not good.
No.
I guess because you're not actually that bad, they haven't told you what the extreme end of it looks like.
He basically, he did say to me, which was a bit of a, not a shock, because I kind of knew this anyway, basically told me, so if you're carrying the way you are, you won't make old bones.
No.
Which, I mean, there was no shock there, because I knew, I know that the fatter you are, the shorter you live.
It's yeah, simple of course. As
that. I mean, to an extent.
Yeah.
But he said, basically, sort your weight out.
Yep.
You'll be fine. And barring any other complications, you'll live to a ripe old age.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. He didn't go into graphic detail of... No. You know, your foot will fall off and your eyes will pop out your head or whatever it is.
The far end of it is something called diabetic ketoacidosis. Now, you'd have to go some and ignore it for years and years and years.
Right.
But eventually, pancreas will pack up and then there's no way of getting the glucose out of your blood. And what will happen eventually is it'll become so bad that your blood starts to turn acidic.
Yeesh.
And you go in a coma.
Oh, blimey.
And you have to go to hospital and you have to stay there for probably 2 weeks because you're fucked.
But it is a random question. Why does your foot fall off?
It's because of lack of circulation. So the more glucose in your blood, the less oxygen it can carry to your extremities.
Okay.
That's why if you cut your foot, it might take longer to heal than it otherwise would in an extremity than it would if you did it up here, for example, or you cut your hand.
Oh, I see. Right,
because it's got further to travel.
Yeah.
And you're carrying less oxygen doing it.
Oh.
Have they told you to go for eye screening or not?
Nope.
Oh, right.
He said to avoid ice cream. That was terrible.
It's bad.
Honestly,
yeah, right.
He just said, basically, I'm very reluctant to give you drugs and palm you off.
Oh, yeah, there's no need. Not where you are. You're rescuable.
He said, word for word, he said, bear in mind, the old man bow tie with a smelly finger, right? And he goes, he said, I'm very reluctant to just give you the drugs and send you on your way. So he said, I don't think it's necessary.
You need to at least try on your own first.
Yeah, he said, I don't think it's necessary, the situation we're in right now, so I think it's uncalled for. He said, I'm not a fan of just pumping you full of drugs. And he said, and
fingering your arsehole, however.
It was all for that.
Right up for that.
And he said, and
did he have a comedy bow tie that spun round when he did it?
No, but it was green.
Weird.
and then he said, and also he said, I think just giving you these drugs, he said, and he turned to like the sort of trainee doctor thing, and he said, I think that'll just make the slurry worse, don't you think? I was like,
nice.
I'll tell you one thing though, right? And it's mad, and I know this happens to everyone, but I'm 35 years of age, okay? I've done some things in my life. I've been in some strange situations. I've been in some great situations. I've been in some bad situations. I wouldn't say I could write a book because it would be of zero interest to anybody.
And you can't write.
Right, yeah. And everyone, you know how, like...
Who the fuck's Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, like...
In
Shakespeare, they have to, like, the glossary or whatever it is. They'd have that for, like... Goof equals a golf.
Or a game of golf.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan, wrestler, big in the 80s, handlebar moustache and a skullet. So, I'm not saying I could write a book with things I've done, but I'd like to think I've lived quite an exciting life of diversity and everything else, right? Bam. You know, from supercar instructing to being a doorman to blah, 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 whatever.
Being a drug dealer. Oh, wait, no. That's never happened. That's allegedly.
Yeah, that hasn't happened. Isn't currently happening either, I can assure you. apparently, you don't get high on your own supply, but don't sell your own supply because you can do it all yourself. But I felt incredibly uncomfortable talking about me shitting to another adult.
That's what you're currently doing, though.
Yeah, but it's fine.
To
with
many
you.
Adults, actually.
No one's listening. But, like, to be in a doctor's office room thing, whatever you want to call it, and him say, "So what's the problem?"
Man with the comedy bow tie.
I'm just thinking.
Have you ever had a testicular exam?
No.
That's awkward. Especially when a woman does it.
Morning.
It was definitely not morning.
Yeah, I've seen most nurses and doctors.
She wasn't unattractive, but it was just like a really awkward situation.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So, oh, good. There's some random woman I've never seen before fondling my ball bag. This is brilliant.
Did they have to get staff in from the local zoo?
Yes.
That were trained with the elephants to get the trunk
that's
out of the
it,
way.
Yeah. That's...
Lift his trunk up. That's his penis. But the same thing. Yeah, your balls are here. Blimey. Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, if you want, mate. Yeah, this again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, beat us, but I'll get rid of it.
I mean...
I kind of have to.
Get it under control, you'll be all right.
I've been very
but
on
But you've
on
had
and
no
off.
Real symptoms, have you? Like, not diabetes symptoms, have you?
No, none. Absolutely what? None, which is...
Headache, irritability.
Nope.
You know, fucking vertigo.
Nope. Don't
tingling
know what that is.
In your extremities.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. I don't particularly piss a lot. When he stuck his finger up my bum, he was complimentary of the what's up there again? I can't remember, what's it called again?
Prostate,
that's the fella. Yeah, that's absolutely spot on.
Cool, the boys at the cottaging sites must love you. Can barely get a digit in.
Yeah. Have you had a finger up the bum from the doctor?
No.
Have you not?
No. I'm probably due one, I expect.
A Jewish finger?
Yeah. I mean, they're doctors normally. They unless they're these new doctors that come over in the boat. But, you know.
You want an engineer to stick his finger at your butt? Probably find one.
Prefer his finger than his machete, to be honest.
Knife in the arse.
I mean, I know he's got to use the machete as like a gauging device when he comes over on the boat, but, you know. Gah. Don't listen to this queer harmer.
Well, lordy. Right, let's not get too political because we both could rant until the cows come home.
Oh, yeah.
But although we are at 26 minutes, and when John's here, we are good at keeping to our 30-minute supposed sort of limit.
How much do you reckon Rachel Reeves going to fuck us tomorrow?
I don't know.
This being a Tuesday and tomorrow being budget day.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, we're going to get bent over and fucked, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because we work for a living.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically.
Yeah. So they're cutting... This is a quick question, and I don't like to get political.
Hear me now.
They're cutting this whole second child...
Benefit cap.
So does that mean...
Paying for all of them.
So you only used to get benefits up to the second child?
Unless you could... What a lot of people do is they'll have two.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, we've got nothing to do all day apart from... watch daytime TV and fuck, so now we've ended up with six.
Yeah.
How are we going to pay for these? They're all disabled.
Right.
And some of them genuinely are disabled.
Yeah.
But not all of them. Mm-hmm. Not the massive percent. I mean, it can be stupid. It can. I'm not saying things like anxiety can't be debilitating. They can be. I don't think it's an excuse to go, I can't ever go to work again because I'm anxious.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, we all get anxious. It's part of the human condition.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah.
I do. You do.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Especially talking to men in bow ties about my shitting habits.
And,
massive dose of anxiety
and
then.
Cough. What? I think it'll take away, basically.
Take away?
It's difficult because you don't want kids to have to live in poverty. And in parts of the country, there are no jobs to speak of, not really. Not ones that unskilled, normal people can do.
Mm-hmm.
The factories have all gone, the steelworks have all gone, all that sort of stuff's all disappearing at a hell of a rate.
Yeah.
And you don't want anyone to live in poverty, but at the same time, it's kind of like you need some incentive to try and look after yourself as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's...
It's tough.
But then there's part of me sitting here going... I'm in a relatively privileged position. I've got, okay, you might not call it a skill, but I've got an skill.
Yeah.
I can use that to in exchange for money.
Yeah.
You know, like, and everyone else does.
Yeah.
And some people don't have that. I get that. But you've got to help yourself at some point, surely.
I just think...
Because every time I've been on the dole, or I've been jobless, or whatever, I've been like, normally about 2 weeks it'll be, yes, great. Just get to fucking laze about and fuck me, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I don't right, I'm bored of this. I'm
gonna, know, honestly.
No, I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't do it.
When we went into lockdown, I, at the time, was running a business that was generating enough money to pay the bills, keep the lights on, and pay me. Outside of that, not a lot. Plus all the stresses of running my own business and obviously the financial side of it, because I was often, cash flow was a big issue. Mm-hmm. I won't bore you with it, blah, blah, blah. And also, as you know, it was just me, so I was doing fucking everything.
Yep.
Typical small business bullshit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go out and do a day's work, then I come and do a load of paperwork and then I have to do this and go in early to load it anyway. And I was also working on the doors because...
You needed to top the money up because I wasn't earning enough money,
I didn't earn enough money. Despite the fact that I was earning okay, I still lived on my own and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I was working like a dog, as they say, whoever he is. And then when they announced the lockdown, I was like, do you know what?
I could do with a bit of time off.
Well, because I couldn't take the time off. So because the time off was being forced, fuck it. I might as well.
Yeah.
You know? Bored to tears within weeks. Within a couple of weeks, bored to tears. And I didn't like... what I didn't like the most was a complete lack of direction. Because I was used to sort of having to get up, go. I have to go to bed at a decent hour because I have to get up for work tomorrow. I get up, I have a shower, I do my teeth, I do my hair, I go to work. I work. I come home, I've earned this, you know, nice meal or, you know, cold beer at the end of the day, whatever it may be, you know, whatever your vice is. Lovely. And then you relax. Bloody hell, this is lovely. Yeah. And then repeat. I didn't have any sort of satisfaction from the bit in the middle.
Yes.
So I couldn't enjoy like my dinner and my relaxing time because all I've done today is relax anyway.
Yeah, I just sat on the sofa eating Pringles and watching crap telly,
And in 5 years' time, get the beat us. But then it's like, you think, well, that's not too bad. That's not a lot of fun. But you have to do it every day for weeks and months. And if you're one of these fucking scroungers, you have to do it every day for the rest of your life.
I don't get me wrong. I don't think either of us are lumping people who are genuinely disabled and genuinely can't go to work.
I'd like to think... especially if you're a patron, you know.
You know as well enough to know that we're not ragging on people who are, for want of a better word, fucked. They can't do anything. We're not ragging on people like that. But I think you have to be in charge of your own fate.
Yeah.
You have to be. It's part of the human condition. You can't rely upon the government to provide everything for you, because otherwise you end up, well, how we are now.
Yeah.
Or how a large proportion of people are now.
But it's like... my mum's got MS.
Yeah.
Has done for years.
Still works. Yeah.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
Some would say. She's not taking it easy by any stretch of imagination.
And that's a debilitating disease.
Yeah. You know, she's in a lot of pain. No, she wouldn't let on.
No.
That's a big problem. But I know she is.
Yeah. But still works, crucially.
And also, she's not like... She does like a bit of, you know, she's a cleaner. There's a lot of cleaning for people and the rest of it.
That's hard work.
It's hard graft.
It's hard work.
It's not digging trenches and, you know.
No, but it is graft.
But it's good old graft. Bending fucking over and this, that, and the other. I mean, and then
more graft than I do at work.
Yeah, same, yeah.
You know, I mean, on the Roro job, I don't even have to get out of the fucking cab. Not really.
Toasty's fuck.
Yeah. It's just push a button, lever, on, off, job done.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to get out and make sure the door's shut, but it's getting out once.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you're working a curtain side, or as I found out the other day when I was doing some agency work, and...
Worked like a dog.
I was swapping... I was aching like hell when I got home. I was like, I haven't worked that hard for a while.
Not used to that shit.
Not the longest day I've had. Wasn't the longest day I've had. It was only a 10-hour day, but fuck me, it felt,
yeah.
I was aching.
I saw a DPD driver driving like an absolute knob in front of me earlier on. Basically, I was stopped at station. I was messaging you saying, ETA this.
Maddie, if you're listening.
I was stationary. Thank you ever so much. And that wasn't sarcasm or a joke or whatever. I was genuinely stationary, messaging you to say, right, SatNav says this. What's the plan for food?
You were using voice to text, weren't you?
I was stationary.
Doesn't matter. The engine's running and you're in a vehicle.
When did I say the engine was running?
Nah, it fucking was though, wasn't it?
Anyway, so let's move on quickly.
Moving swiftly on.
And this DPD driver, I was on my side of the road, obviously, in a little housing estate, right?
Mm.
This DPD driver...
Next to a playground.
Drives at me, right? Does like a weird 3-point turn... But ended up in exactly the same place every time.
Oh, that's funny, that is.
And also, because it's like higher. His lights looked like they were on full beam.
Yeah.
And then he sort of parked bang in front of me, like, but on the wrong side of the road as well, but like nose to nose. And like,
I didn't need retinas, thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant, now I can see stars. And, but I was...
Like Matthew.
It's not like I was parked. I was just stationary.
Yeah.
And not using my phone or whatever. It would, you know what I mean?
Gah.
But it just fucking plonked it in front of me and then just got out. And I've nearly, for a split second, thought, you arrogant. And I thought, no, I've done multi-drop before.
Yeah, I know it is. He's got 30 seconds to do that drop.
I was like, it's already like 5 o'clock, mate. Yeah. And pitch fucking dark.
And he's probably still got 30 drops.
Yeah, so I was like, reverse. And I just went around him. And me and Soph, you know, she's recently passed a test and she was, oh, bloody van drivers. I was like, they've got places to be.
Yeah, they really have.
And she was like, well, it's not life or death, though. Like, I don't understand why they have to like, just sit on my back bumper. And I was like, no, I do understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've also done the job.
Yeah.
It's shit.
It's terrible.
It is shit. Anyway, we're at 35 minutes.
Yeah, that's knocking on the head.
Right, I have a question. But we have talked about shit and bumholes far too much, and John isn't there to adult supervise.
No.
So I'm worried.
He's the only adult, to be fair.
I am worried that this question might be a bit...
gay?
Kind of, I guess, in a sense.
What, Freddie Mercury gay or... you gay?
What's me gay out of interest?
Not quite Freddie Mercury, but not exactly straight either.
Right, okay. Right, I'll ask you a question and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you know exactly what I'm talking about, then you have to answer it.
Right.
If you could, would you?
What?
If you could, would you? Or do you think that's gay? Do you have any idea?
No.
Really? I thought your mind would go straight there, you dirty-minded bastard.
It probably has, but I'm...
Go on, say it then. The face you just pulled tells me you are on the same money.
Is this the would you take it in the bum for an amount of money question?
Nope. If you could suck your own, would you?
No.
Why?
Spit. I'd be like, oh, this is what it feels like to be Nile.
So you wouldn't then?
No.
Why?
I'm guessing you would. Well, everyone likes their own brand. Anyway.
But I don't know. Because you initially think, well, that's a bit gay, isn't it? But it's no different to pulling yourself around the room. You're still touching Anne Penis. Whoever she is. Unfortunate surname.
Right, turn the shit off. We've talked waffled complete arse.
Oh, Lord.
For long enough.
Right, okay. Bold say bye.
Bye.
Niall say bye.
Oh,
bye.
Turn it off. There's two lights on that panel, you dickhead. Turn it off.
Did you hear the little tick sound I made?
Yes, I did as well. I was like, oh, he hasn't actually pressed that. Oh, and there's two red lights on. Turn the shit off.
They stay on anyway, you clown.
Fuck off. Turn them off.
Watch me.
Right.